76 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Officers at Tennessee's most notorious prison will begin wearing body cameras soon, but they won't be up and running at the start of next month. The state had set a July 1st deadline for the change at Trousdale Turner Correctional Center. The House sponsor of that bill says prison operator CoreCivic is waiting for equipment to be delivered, and September 1st is a more realistic start date. Nashville's immigrant-owned businesses are getting a little boost from the World Cup. A watch party for the Morocco versus Brazil game brought hundreds to Geodis Park, where restaurants from around Nashville offered food from around the world. Sayla Torabala with the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition says they organized the event both as a fundraiser and as a place for Nashville's immigrant community to come together for joy instead of necessity.
So many of the people that I've seen here tonight were also people showing up throughout legislative session. We're also people that have been longtime volunteers that helped during the winter storm. It's so important to be able to celebrate with one another, even in the face of hardship, even in the face of just things that our community is going through right now.
As the game ended in a tie, a traditional
will search your family tree until
a traditional Mexican dance group, Lyricos Folkloricos, performed for the crowd. There are more watch parties to come at Geodis Park as the World Cup continues. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.